when you hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with Matt Olin. Matt, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio looks like a much darker, but in a lot of ways richer, more emotional version of Pinocchio.
Yeah, much darker than the Disney version that came out last year with Tom Hanks, which is a hideous movie, let me just tell you. It is one of the worst movies of 2022. This just got the Oscar, so I'm kind of finishing up my Oscar viewing because right now it's a pretty low time for new releases. So I'm kind of finishing up the Oscar stuff. Then we'll get back into theaters. But this deservedly won the animated feature Oscar. So, yes, it is much darker. Directed by Guillermo del Toro, Oscar winner for The Shape of Water, and his co-director is Mark Gustafson. This was years in the planning, years in the making, because every frame has to be drawn, so it's painstakingly done. If you're into the mechanics of filmmaking, the mechanics of animation, this isn't Pixar. And Pixar is wonderful, don't get me wrong. This took forever to do, and it looks gorgeous. Pinocchio the Wooden Boy looks great. Geppetto is well drawn. Everyone's well drawn. The big differences here, Ashley, is Del Toro has set the story between World War I and World War II in fascist Italy. So there's a fascist angle where they try to recruit Pinocchio to be part of the war effort. So there's definitely a political angle going on here that is not in the original story or the original 1940, you know, Disney classic as well. The ending is different, so just look for that as well. It's going to be a little different, maybe a little surprising to people. It's dark, too. I would say this is maybe not a film for 5- and 6-year-olds. Del Toro made it for adults and for kids, but maybe a little older kid. But technically, it's so much better than the Disney live-action remake that came out last year. I will say this. As great as this film is, and it's a great technical achievement, I still think the 1940 film has more heart and more emotion. Maybe it's because of the songs that we're so familiar with from the Disney. This is a musical. There are songs. They're very good. A couple are hummable.
Is it ones you'd recognize, like Always Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide?
These are new songs that were written specifically for this Pinocchio. So, no, there's no When You Wish Upon a Star sung by Cliff Edwards, Jiminy Cricket. Ewan McGregor voices Jiminy Cricket in this. He's kind of your guide, your narrator to the story. But it is darker, Ashley, and I would say it's less personal than the 1940. The 1940, you know, will evoke tears and emotions, maybe because it's so ingrained in our heads. This one is more mechanical, more technically brilliant. It's still emotional, and you feel, of course, something for Geppetto and Pinocchio and you know, trying to make him a real boy and as he tries to please his father. Christoph Waltz, Oscar winner for Inglourious Basterds and for Django Unchained, he is the villainous actor who, you know, recruits Pinocchio to be part of the acting troupe and, you know, take him away from school. So he's very villainous, of course. Wonderful, wonderful actor. So this is a marvelous, great film, but it's dark and maybe not quite as – it's not going to get the tears out of you maybe that the 1940 masterpiece will get out of you. But definitely worth a watch on Netflix.
I know that you use the word painstaking, but do you have any idea how long it takes to make a feature-length stop-motion animation film?
I don't. This was well over a year in the making for sure, and it was in the planning stages before that. You know, Del Toro wanted to update the setting to a fascist Italy, which is what he did. Some of those scenes are pretty terrifying when Pinocchio and some of the kids are being recruited into the war effort. The look is dark. It's not that bright, vibrant Disney that you get with the 1940 film.
Sure. Does it say anything that this is called Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio and not just Pinocchio? Why? What does that mean that he's adding that?
I think he is a big enough name now as a director, like a Spielberg or a Hitchcock, to put his name in front of the film. Plus, there's been so many Pinocchio versions over the years, including one last year that I've already, you know, thrown under the bus when I reviewed that, that it was to differentiate this. Okay. So, when it won the Oscar, Ashley, and they opened the envelope, they said the winner is Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. So that is the official title. I might just call it Pinocchio.
Sure.
But I think he wanted to differentiate, and he's a big name. And so, you know, there's probably some ego wanting to put his name on top of that as well. But Mark Gustafson, his co-director, deserves a lot of credit too, and all of the animators who are, you know, too numerous to name in this review.
So, of course, you already mentioned this. It picked up the best animated feature for the Oscars. Who has the most wins in the best animated feature category?
You mean for a company?
For a person.
For a person. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this isn't – the answer is not Pixar, even though that would be the answer. Disney Pixar would be the answer. The person with the most animated feature Oscars. I am going to say – it is, and his name is escaping me. He did Toy Story, John Lasseter?
Nope.
It's not John Lasseter. Nope. Okay.
I'll give you one.
Is it the Wallace and Gromit guy?
Up is one of the
films. Oh, Pete Doctor.
There you
from
go.
Minnesota, right?
I think Pete
is from Minnesota.
Right.
I think he is. Yep.
You want to say the other two films he would have won for? Up and then.
And
Oscar year 2016.
Inside Out.
And 2021 Oscar year.
Soul, of course,
yes. All right, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.